Welcome to the In Touch podcast with Charles Stanley for Monday, June 24th. Do you want to be stronger and firmer in your faith in Jesus? It begins when you learn to fight your battles on your knees.
When is the last time you got on your knees by yourself and brought your issue that you're concerned about to Almighty God with confidence and assurance that He's listening and that He will answer your prayer? When is the last time? Or would you have to say, if you were honest, well, to tell you the truth, I never have. Let me just say this. You're missing one of the most awesome experiences in life if you do not get on your knees before Holy God and pray. Secondly, let me ask you this. What would you say to your children if they were going through a difficult time and they were saying, tell me, please, what should I do? Would you just say, pray? Or could you say to them, why don't you get on your knees by yourself and you and God just battle it out? Suppose your son or daughter said, that sounds like the right thing to do, Dad. Is that what you do? Is that what you do, Dad? Is that what you do, Mom? My mother's the one who taught me to pray down by my bedside. No matter what time I came home at night, my mother would come in my bedroom and kneel down by the bed and pray. There were times earlier when I'd want to lie in bed, she said, no, we're talking to God and we're going to get at Him on our knees. And it didn't take her telling me that very many times to make it a habit in my life. But I'm asking you a question that you don't need to answer to anybody but God. When is the last time you got on your knees and dealt with some issue between you and God? Now, with that in mind, let's talk about how do we fight this battle on our knees. And here's the first step. Setting aside time alone with God. Time alone that you and God are going to talk about this issue, whatever it might be. No radio, no television, no telephone, because, listen, you're talking to God. I don't care who calls you, they're not that important. I don't care what program, it's not that important. I don't care what music you'd like, it's not that important. You're talking to God about the issues in your life. And if you think about this, there are no words in English or any other language that are adequate to describe the awesomeness of God. And if that's who He is, then why should I want to do anything else when I have a battle in my life than to spend time with Him? Now watch this. The second thing that's important is this. That you listen quietly. That you listen to Him. And you expect God to speak to you. Why would you want to talk to Him if you don't expect Him to? You see, many people have the idea that prayer is just telling God what's on your mind, what's on your heart. That's not what prayer is. That's just part of it. But true, genuine prayer is talking and listening. And people will say, but God has never spoken to me. Yes, He has. Why would God single you out if you're one of His children not to speak to you? He desires to speak to you. That is, God, in His unconditional loving person that He is, He desires that you know Him. He wants this intimate relationship. And He knows that in order to have this relationship, you must talk to Him, but you also must listen. And He's going to speak to you, and He's going to listen to you. That listening part is very, very important. And it's good to have something where you and God spend your time together. It's good to have something there that's there all the time. It can be a pillow. It can be some kind of a mat, or it can be a spread, or whatever it might be, a blanket. It's good to have something, because here's what happens. This is a wonderful thing God does. When you have a place and a thing that's visible, it's when you get there, you don't have to get ready to pray. It's just like, this is my place. This is where God and I meet. And I'm going to talk to Him. Very important about having a place. You have a bedroom, or you have it in a corner. And I remember When I first went to seminary, an apartment, I had a little place over in the corner of the living room. The whole place wasn't much bigger than maybe 40, 50 feet here, but I had a place. And there was something, here's what happens. Where you meet God becomes sacred. Where you meet God becomes a special place. You say, well, you meet God anywhere. If you tell me that, I know you've never been there. There's something about having a place where you and God battle it out, where you and God settle the issue, whatever that issue may be in life. Now, the third thing that's most important here is this. When God brings up something in your life, listen carefully. When He brings up something in your life, it's because it's something so important to God that He not only wants to deal with it, He insists on dealing with it. And listen carefully, He's not going any deeper till you do deal with it. The only response that's proper for something He brings up in your life that should not be there is repentance. You say, well, I've confessed that 20 times. You can confess it 100 times. Confession means that you, the word means to agree with. We agree with God. But I can agree with Him and still do it. What God is looking for is repentance. I'm going to change the way I've been operating, and that doesn't belong in my life any longer. Very, very important that you're willing to deal with the things He brings up. Now, we've all done this. Well, Lord, thank you very much. I appreciate you showing that to me, and I'll deal with it. Mm-mm-mm. God doesn't say, well, we'll just time out on that. He doesn't do that. He's going to keep bringing it up until you deal with it. The only way to deal with it is by repentance toward God for whatever it might be, and secondly, to surrender it. You just write that word down. Surrender is the key. Whatever you hold on to in your time of prayer with God, whatever you hold on to, you can mark this down, put a circle around it. That is keeping me from having God's best in my life. He doesn't play games. God is serious. He is serious about this matter of talking to Him. When I think about who I'm talking to, getting on my knees doesn't seem to be sufficient. I want to put my face in the carpet. This is holy God who has condescended to speak to you wherever you want to talk to Him, wherever you've set aside a place to talk to Him. He's willing to show up. You say, well, sometimes I think God's not there. Well, we've all felt that. Where are you, God? Why don't you do something? Well, He's there. You know what He's waiting for? He's waiting for us to get these blindness off our eyes so we can see what's going on. But surrender is a key. If I should ask you, has God pointed out anything in your life, and even in the last 10 minutes, you've said, oh, my goodness, I know what I got to deal with. This attitude I have, or this action that I need to ask for forgiveness, whatever. Listen carefully. He's not going any further until you deal with it. You know why? Because He loves you too much to let you get on the wrong road and bless you down the wrong road in your life and you miss His best blessings. So that's why He doesn't. Now, the next thing you have to remember is this. In a battle, there can only be one general, only one. When you go to war and you're on the battlefield, you can't have this guy telling you what to do and this one over here telling you something else and this one telling you something. There only can be one. And our problem is that we get in the way. We want to listen to God and then we want to tell Him what we think we ought to do and how we think we ought to go about it. Well, it's okay to tell Him as long as you say, now, Lord, I want to hear from You. If you want life at its best, that's what I'm talking about. That is you and God developing this relationship where He is willing to engage His awesome supernatural power in your life to bring you to the place that He can bless you with His best, He can use you to the maximum of your potential, and you can become the person God wants you to be. He's ready, but it can't be but one general. I have to be willing to acknowledge that He is in control. Now, here's what happens. And this is an awesome lesson to learn. In the prayer room, when the Lord showed me that I had to fight my battles on my knees, The second thing he told me that was so very important that I love to share because it is the key to so much. You must see everything that happens to you, always said to you or about you, as coming from me, not from the person who does it to you. You say, well, that's impossible. No, it's not. You see, watch this. Because once you begin to reverence him and once you begin to acknowledge him and once you begin to surrender your life to him, well, here's what happens. It's amazing how he changes your attitude about things. Then that protects you from getting bitter, resentful, hostile, angry. I just want to take out your vengeance on them. What's he doing? He's protecting you. Now, not only must I see it coming from him, but I must have some way to respond to that. I must have some basis for that. And here's what it is. This is why you can't ever lose obeying God. Are you listening? Say amen.
Amen.
Here's why you can't. That no matter what's going on in that relationship, here is a promise. God, Elohim, Adonai, Yahweh, Jehovah God, Jesus Christ, God causes, and he can cause it because he's the sovereign. God causes all things. What about that hatred? What about that animosity? What about those terrible statements? What about that accusation? God causes all things to work together for good to those who love him, to those who call according to his purpose. Now, we quote that verse, but why did God give us that? Because he wants us to understand. Watch this. You say, well, now, wait a minute. I've been in battles that I lost. What did you lose? Well, I lost a little bit of my pride, and I may have lost a little bit of my money, or I lost a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Listen, when he says he causes all things to work together for good, here's what he does. He takes the stuff that's set against you, towards you, things that were taken from you, your losses, and what does he do? He's going to turn that right around for your good because he promised to do it. And listen, if I lose something, or if God takes away something, or if somebody hurts me in some way, listen, if I hurt so deeply that it brings me to the point of total surrender, I'm still winning. If I lose something, say physically, and God teaches me to trust him for everything, I'm still winning. You cannot lose once you learn to fight your battles on your knees. And what happens is what appears to be your loss, God turns it for your good. And I can tell you this. I like being my age because I got lots of stories. And they're all based on truth. In the biggest battle, the worst, most painful battle in my life, never felt so helpless in my life. God turned it all for my good in more ways than I could ever begin to express. You know why? Because he's a faithful God. And he doesn't say, I'm going to turn this for your good, but not that. This for your good, but no, no, no. Here's what he says. God causes all things to work together for good. His good, and your good, and my good. To those who love him, if I love him, he says, I'll obey him. To those who call according to his purpose, we're willing to be surrendered to him, willing to yield to him, willing to him to have his way in our life. You cannot lose. That's why we talk about fighting your battles on your knees. Now, you have something in your life that you're dealing with. You've told God you don't believe that he's anywhere around because you don't see any evidence of it. Or you say to God, Lord, I've done everything I know to do and you haven't changed anything. And if you love me, I think that you would do something about it. The issue is this. You want his best? Then you surrender your will to him and tell him, Lord, I don't like what I'm hearing from you. I don't like that I have to give this up. I don't like that I have to take this kind of bitterness and resentment and hostility and rejection. And I don't like any of this, but God, I lay it all down. I forgive. I don't want anything in my life that displeases you or dishonors you in any way. And I'm going to trust you to turn it for my good somehow, in some way, whenever you're ready. You cannot lose on your knees. You can lose standing up. You can lose shouting and defending yourself. But when you've engaged God into your battle and you surrender yourself totally to Him, you want Him to have His way and His will, you cannot lose a battle. Now, I would say it's rather foolish to fight against God. Think about this. God has the best. If you could just see the picture that God has for you, He has the very best in mind. He's waiting to give you His very, very best. But He's waiting for you to spend time with Him, listen to Him, deal with whatever needs to be dealt with. Remember that He's the one on the battlefield who calls the plays, and that He's going to turn everything for your good no matter what happens, if you're willing. You say, well, I'm not even a Christian. How does that work in my life? It doesn't work at all. You see, here's the reason. You've separated yourself from God by your sinfulness. And until you're willing to acknowledge your sinfulness before God, and until your willingness to recognize that His death on the cross paid your sin debt in full, totally, and that the moment you ask Him to forgive you of your sins and to receive Him by faith as your personal Savior, surrendering your life to Him, until you do that, you're on your own. You can't win the battles. You may impress a few people, but deep down inside, you're not happy. You're full of anxiety. There are lots of things going on in your life you wish were not there, and you don't know how to deal with them. We've just explained how you fight any and every battle in life with no exception and win every single time. And I want to invite you, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, wherever you are, it is a matter of, confessing your sin to Him and telling Him you're willing for Him to turn you around, that you want a new spirit. That's what He gives you. You want a new life. You want a whole new approach. You want a whole new understanding of what life's all about. Lord, I surrender my life to You. And the moment you're willing to do that, He accepts your confession, your repentance, your surrender. The Spirit of God comes into your life, seals you as a child of God. And from that moment on, everything else we said can begin to work in your life. It's a choice you make. It's the wisest choice you could make. And I trust that you'll do that. But then I want to go back and ask you one more question one more time. I just want to dig a little bit deeper. You ready? When are you going to start getting on your knees once a day, reverencing holy God for who He is, and worshiping Him and praising Him and thanking Him, claiming His goodness and love and mercy, and surrendering yourself to Him to use you any way He sees fit? Could you give me a legitimate reason for not beginning today? There are no legitimate reasons. But that's my prayer for you. Whoever you are, wherever you are, if you want God's best, it begins with Him in that relationship.
Thank you for listening to part two of Fight Your Battles on Your Knees. If you'd like to know more about Charles Stanley or In Touch Ministries, stop by intouch.org. This podcast is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia.